I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest, and this is Business of Healthcare. Not all hospitals and health systems are alike. There are three main types: not-for-profit, for-profit, and public. The primary goal of a not-for-profit is to serve its community rather than maximize profits. Its three main sources of capital are reinvestment of earnings from operations, charitable gifts, and tax-exempt municipal bonds. Generally, not-for-profits must spend a portion of their revenue on charity care and community well-being programs. Public hospitals are nonprofit organizations owned by and operated by local governments. They have an additional revenue source, taxes. This is critical because many of their patients are either uninsured or have government insurance that reimburses the hospital at less than the cost of care. Meanwhile, for-profit hospitals either distribute profits to shareholders or reinvest them in the company. Unlike nonprofits, for-profit hospitals can raise capital in risk-based equity markets. About 58% of U.S. hospitals are not-for-profit, while 20% are for-profit, and 22% are public hospitals. And there are other types that you may hear about. Teaching hospitals are affiliated with a university, college, medical school, or nursing school and care for patients while teaching future healthcare providers. Then there are specialized hospitals, including rehabilitation hospitals, children's hospitals, and psychiatric hospitals. Nonprofit or for-profit, each type of facility plays an important role in our healthcare system. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.